This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/cag.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 604. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's been shot out of a cannon, Wombat. I told Wombat to read that ad just like he was the owners of Harry's closing
How'd
a
I do?
Business deal. And you sounded pretty good. You sounded pretty excited.
See? I'm good.
Do that for the next hour and we're golden.
Excellent. Hour. I got it. As soon as we hit over an hour, I'm out.
That's fine. Okay. Everybody will be happy with that.
That's pretty standard.
Right.
I will mentally check out. Yep. That's
Exactly.
Yeah.
So welcome back, Ship.
Thanks.
You've been away for a few days.
Yeah, I had a business trip. Down to Memphis, my old stomping grounds.
I say your favorite city in America.
I went to college there, yeah. Had some rendezvous.
Nice.
What's that?
That is a barbecue place. They are famous for their ribs. Memphis style ribs.
Mm-hmm. What's Memphis style?
Dry rub.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
and
dry
it's
rub.
What is it, like three blocks off of Beale or so?
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again? I didn't understand any of those words.
It's close to Beale Street. Beale Street is the main drag of Memphis, where all the tourists go, and it's where all the tourist attractions
Three blocks, right. I thought you were describing some cut of meat or something. I didn't understand what was happening.
I'm just sharing my shared Memphis knowledge, because I was there once for 2 days.
But you've watched a lot of Food Network television content, probably, about Memphis.
Yeah, decent amount. I actually was, I saw a show about Cincinnati food not that long ago, and I was asking Shipwreck if he ate in all the places that I was watching on TV.
I had.
And you had.
Yeah. That was like a really lazy show for them, too, because like all of those restaurants are literally like right next to each other.
Well, that's what they called the special, like the whatever street food tour or whatever. So they acknowledged
it was probably Vine Street, I think, right?
Yeah, Vine Street foods or
but it's not something. Like it's not like they were like crawling down miles of Vine Street to find these places. Mm-hmm. Like they went to the gentrified hip area of Cincinnati. It just stopped in three places.
Oh,
that's what I would do.
They're good places, not like they're. Fantastic food, but it's just funny that that became a show.
Well, blame Guy Fieri.
A lot of people do.
I like Guy Fieri. Who doesn't like Guy Fieri?
People who ate it as a restaurant in Times Square.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That was I ate there once. Did I touch that, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It was bad.
Time for a classic CAGcast clip from Shanafan.
Exactly. Find that.
CAGcastology.
Speaking of going out to eat in restaurants, I went out for brunch with my family, the dog, because it was an outdoor barking brunch. That's a thing.
Wow.
And my aunt and my cousin. And we all met up for brunch at this fairly high-end establishment. Hmm. And our waitress was so wasted on a Sunday morning.
Wow.
It was embarrassing, and it wasn't, I wasn't the one who was wasted. First, she walks out to us, she goes, "Good evening, I'm your cocktail waitress. My name is..."
Okay.
She was partying too much the night before, right?
She's still
drunk.
Was definitely partying. When my daughter ordered a Coke, she chuckled as she was writing it down, and I think said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud. She went, "Coked up." I got up to go to the restroom, and she was standing at the machine where the credit card machine.
Uh-huh.
And she had swiped her credit card, but I could see her just standing there holding the receipt and just standing there kind of wobbling and staring at it.
She forgot what she was supposed to do next.
Yeah, it was very frightening.
Well, at least she wasn't operating heavy machinery.
Did you tip well?
I actually didn't pay for brunch, so I have no idea what the tip was.
Not your problem.
Not my problem. My aunt offered, and I said, sounds good.
Nice. Pretty much unasked.
Yep. Totally unasked. I offered. She said, not while I'm here. I said, all right, whatever.
It's my kind of aunt.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We don't see her that often.
Right.
Anyway, neither here nor there. I just thought that was a funny story.
It was funny and disturbing, slightly disturbing.
A little bit. I mean, you know, clearly the kids didn't really know what was going on. At least Elliot didn't.
Right.
Sabrina, it's hard to tell sometimes.
Right.
She can be wise beyond her years.
Understood.
Yep.
I finally used my Osmo Pocket, and I can give you a review. Remember that camera I got?
Yeah, your camera you got me for your birthday.
Very exciting present.
Mm-hmm.
I had my table tennis coach film me playing an older guy. And that's a good camera. It looks like it's on a tripod, like pretty much at all times, even though the guy's walking around. I would say
that's kind of like what you said last week.
Okay. You can watch the video if you go to youtube.com/GBD and you can see.
Yeah, it's the same one that was on last week.
No, I just uploaded it yesterday. How could it have been on last week?
So you made another video.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you last week you posted a video on YouTube of you walking?
Correct. This is a video of table tennis.
Oh, okay.
So it's not me walking. It's somebody filming action.
Exciting.
I don't know. People seem to like it. I mean, it's not an intoxicated. There's nobody intoxicated in the story, but
yeah, no one's going cooked up. Ah, blah.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it sounds lame.
But I don't know. I thought it was good. Anyway, it's pretty much everybody that sees that camera can't really believe that it's a.
You need to take that thing on a roller coaster.
I'd be afraid of dropping it.
It's not my camera, so I'm not afraid of that.
I brought it to Ty's table tennis lesson today, and the kids were all like running at it. They're like, I want to see. It's like, you see with your eyes, boys. This thing's expensive. But it makes good footage, except you can't film ping pong with white walls when you're using a white ball. That's not going to work. But I don't know. All right, I got a question.
Okay.
For people who know about raccoons. So I don't know if I told you last time, but that raccoons were pooping all over my patio. They're using it as a toilet.
Okay.
So I was reading, like, some people say, oh, you could spray with some sort of like peppers or some different sprays, but everyone said that the raccoons just get used to the spray and they just ignore it like after a day or two. So that doesn't work. But then I saw on Amazon, they sell these flashing red LED lights. They're supposed to simulate like predators' eyes. And the idea is you just leave it outside and they flash and solar powered and keeps them away. It says it has a range of 800 feet. And I decided to pick it up because I was seeing too many raccoons when I looked out my window. I feel like I should only see raccoons like once every 6 months. And I was seeing them like once a week. So I've got these LED things, I set them up. Problem is, we don't have, like, we were covered with trees, so the solar power is no go. So it lasted for like 2 nights. I didn't hear any noise back there, because usually you hear like the animals fighting, you hear all this shit. I didn't see, it looked pretty clean, like poop-wise. So I was like, wow, this thing really works. But then the next day, the battery died, and I didn't like recharge them or and bring them inside or recharge them or anything. So the next night, there was no protection. My entire lawn has been ripped up. Like looked like somebody played golf on it. Like,
do you have cameras out there?
No.
This is not nearly as much fun as it could be.
What? I mean, there's...
I want to see raccoon footage.
But there's like, I don't understand. Like, what? I don't think raccoons dig up the lawn? I think like they're just mad.
They do whatever they want to do.
They do whatever they want to do. That could also be cats.
Do you think they're mad about the lights? And now they're having revenge on me?
I doubt it. Again, it could be cats, too. Cats rip up lawns. I know that from experience. I would suggest
Huh. I got to get those lights going. I got to just charge those lights up.
I know.
Why don't you just Osmo Pocket? Stick the Osmo Pocket up somewhere. And
yeah, that would be, I would like that. Stuff.
Oh, well, that's not, I need to get like a ring.
Yeah, or like a blink camera like I have.
Yeah, those are cheaper. Those look good though. Your camera footage looks good.
My camera footage is fine. It's perfectly adequate for what I use it for. It's not like I'm making movies.
Those are like 50 bucks, right?
Yeah, about that. Mm-hmm.
Those ring cameras are 180 bucks. What are they thinking?
I don't know. I'm not telling you to get a ring camera, so I don't know why you're yelling at me.
I've got the ring cameras.
Right. That's too much.
It's fine.
Now, you have the spotlight? You have like the
I've got a camera? I've got a few of them. Yeah.
I mean, these are better quality than mine.
She's got all the cameras.
Yeah.
I mean, mine have like the floodlights and everything into them as well.
Right. Mine do not.
Yeah. No, they make a new one that you don't even need the light because it's infrared. But it's $180.
But I want the light.
Mine has the night vision camera. It works at night just fine.
Ship wants the light.
Let him have the light. Why are you harassing him?
I want those lights.
Let me shoot basketball at night.
Right. Are they bright enough for that?
Sure.
They're pretty bright.
Have you tried laying out mint all over the place? Don't raccoons hate mint?
That's what I read. Some shit like that. It sounds like it's all bullshit. But the red light seemed to... I didn't get a good test in because it was only two nights. But
have you tried pooping in your own backyard?
Peeing.
Yes.
You should pee on everything.
Unrelated. Yeah. So I charge those things up. I put those lights out tonight because the landscaper was here today replacing all the divots.
Doesn't Philips Hue make a solution to this problem or something?
They don't really, or it's just lights. I don't think they have a camera. I don't think the camera is going to solve the problem. You think lights solve the problem? Like more lights?
It couldn't hurt.
They don't like lights, probably.
Probably not.
But you know,
you'd think just a sensor light would be enough.
No,
like if you had a sensor light there,
right?
Like if they hit the pavement and a light went on, they would run.
That's a good idea. Smart.
Like, it doesn't have to be a special red light. Like, any light would do.
Right. Just a motion-activated light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd think that would. But maybe they're smart. And they're going to... You know, my neighbor said that... But two of my neighbors said they put up landscape lighting in their backyard, and raccoons dug them up and dragged them across the yard.
Yeah, they like to do stuff. They get bored.
Right.
So, I told you about the time I opened up my back door and there was a raccoon just sliding down the window at the back door. And he just stared at me and I stared at him as he slid down. And then he just ran. I'm like, I'm going to wait for you to finish. And it was like in slow motion.
Right.
I'm like, this is not what I want to see.
Yeah, raccoons are pretty gross.
Yeah, that was years ago, though. Now we have the big dog, so we get nothing in the backyard.
I need it.
Because they could tell the dog's been there.
Right. From piss?
From piss. She pees all over that backyard.
Can you get me a jar of piss?
I can get you a jar of dog pee if you really want it.
Just send me a bottle. Bring a bottle over every week.
You just pour it over.
Or just bring the dog over.
There you go.
For pee-pee time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want pee-pee in my backyard.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I'm going to get these lights going again. See how that works.
Good luck.
I think I've lost one of them already, to be honest.
Mm.
But they're anyway. All right, let's.
There was a one-eyed wolf in your backyard.
Maybe the raccoons took it. I didn't mount it to anything. I just put it on a rock. I put like three of them on a rock. I don't know. I lost track. I didn't like make a map or anything, so it's kind of hard to find during the day. All right, let's do show feedback. This is not show feedback. What is this?
You look at the show thread. There were three comments.
I'm not looking. You can't make me.
There were only three comments, so I only read one. Titan X had to say, another excellent show. Good job, guys. But clearly not good enough to have more than three comments.
I think
so,
this is a spammer, to be honest.
It's not even a real comment, you're saying?
Right, this was from Russia.
Wow, that's really upsetting.
Oh, sorry. I talked about politics. Sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let's do some Watch This Bitches.
Yeah, so I've watched the first season plus two episodes of the second season of Mindhunter since the last show.
Wait, what are you up to?
Episode 3 of season 2.
Oh, okay, good.
So what are you up to?
I finished it.
Oh, you finished season 2.
Yeah.
So I have some thoughts on this show.
Okay, spoiler-free thoughts?
Sure. you know, sure. Maybe some season one spoilers, but season one is 3 years old at this point.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, Ship.
I don't know.
I mean, they're not like heavy spoilers. They wouldn't ruin it for someone. So here's what I would have to, here's my commentary. First of all, I like it very much.
Yes.
Obviously, because it's on top of mind. I've been watching it all week. It's been my, it's been my train show.
Yes.
I think that, and I get it, because I've seen Zodiac. For those who don't know, Mindhunter is a David Fincher joint. David Fincher also directed Mindhunter, also directed Zodiac and Seven. But this is more like Zodiac. So if you like the movie Zodiac, you're going to like this. If you're familiar with the real Zodiac story and David Fincher's liberties with this, with his film, he did dramatize the lives of the characters a lot in Zodiac, and he does that with Mindhunter as well. In Mindhunter, he just flat out changes the names of everybody so he can basically do whatever he wants with them. You know, so the events are all real, but the people are not, right? We're all on the same page now?
Sure, sure.
Okay. So I like when they're dealing with the real events, and I like when they're solving crimes, and I like when they're creating the procedures.
Okay, well, that's most of the show. It's like 95% of the show.
Yeah, when they veer from that and they get into, like, the character development...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the character development is strong enough to warrant it even as a plot device.
Well, I know like you don't want to say much more because of spoilers, but I know what you're talking about. And I don't know. I think it gets better more, like as you get into it more, you'll get sucked in, especially with the creepy music that they use.
Yes, the music in it is great. But, I even like the soundtrack.
Yeah, so give it another. I think you'll maybe get sucked into that.
I'm sure I'll finish season two.
You're like talking about like the family stuff, right? You're like, I don't really care about
the family stuff. I'm not too keen on. Yeah. And Holden, I think they overdid him.
Okay, you know what? You'll. I think you're gonna enjoy the rest of the season. Let me put it that way.
Okay, because right now, you know, I liked him a lot at the beginning of season one, yeah. But as season one went on, it became a little bit of a chore to deal with.
It was a lot of Holden. It's less Holden coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on. No one is, they turn him into House by the end of season one.
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, no. He's at the beginning of season one, he's like, you like him. By the end of season one, he's a lot like House or Bones. I know you may not know what I'm talking about.
Bones McCoy from Star Trek?
I know these shows.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the season, he's like fairly, he's likable and he's, you know, he's learning things and he's inventing a whole new style of crime fighting. And by the end of the season, he's a pain. He's a dick.
Right.
Like Bones and House.
Things are complicated.
I don't know that Bones ever became a dick, but...
Well, Bones was full of herself and sure of herself, and she was socially awkward.
Oh, Bones is a girl?
Yes, Bones is a girl.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So it's like they took those qualities of Bones, and then they took the assholeness of House, and the thing is, it feels derivative by the end of season one, because, like Shipwreck, I've watched House and Bones. And it's unnecessary in a show that's otherwise excellent and unique. Does that make sense?
You'll enjoy the rest of the season. You know, not everybody is... It's not all or nothing with these characters. It's not like... Everybody's somewhere in the middle or, you know, or off to the one side.
I like Holt McCallany's character a lot, though. I like him.
Good. Have either of you guys watched any John Wick movie?
I've seen the first two.
But you haven't seen the latest one.
I have not seen John Wick 3. I think it's The Wickening is what it's called.
Yes. It's called Parabellum.
Mm-hmm.
Parabellum. Mrs. Sheepy and I rented it.
Is that true?
What? It's called Parabellum?
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Why did they come up with a subtitle for John Wick 3? Did John Wick 2 have a subtitle?
No.
No, it did not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
You're right.
So the action scenes are really good. Very creative. Like a couple of them like really stick out to me. There's one with dogs that's just like pretty amazing. And there's another one where they're fighting inside a shop that has a lot of weapons and they're I don't want to give anything, be more specific than that, but it's you know, it's very creative. Haven't seen stuff like that before. I think, you know, Keanu Reeves seems to be doing all of his stunts or most of his stunts in it, and all the fighting. He does a really good job considering he's not a martial artist. You know, he's not Jet Li.
He's kind of pulled that off for a long time now.
I know, but in this one, like, he's not doing those kicks anymore, like in The Matrix. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of those, but because it's different type of fighting, obviously, in John Wick. Sure. It looks good, and they have, like, you know, the fight scenes are great. But everything else is so bad. I needed to watch in 4DX because there's so many scenes where you're thinking, why is this happening right now? And it's not none of the action scenes, none of the fighting scenes that you need, you know, the chair to punch you in the back like multiple times so you forget that that's happening. I just don't understand why these movies are so, every movie has to be over 2 hours now. Like, this movie would have been so much better if it was shorter. Just get rid of a lot of these talking scenes. None of it made any sense. None of the story makes any sense whatsoever. So I would recommend you watch this like Daredevil. Just fast forward all the talking scenes because it makes no sense. There's no, you don't need this. The story is nonsense and you just want the action anyway.
We should go see Gemini Man in 4DX.
I haven't even, what's that about even? I haven't even seen a trailer or anything.
Will Smith.
That's all I know is Will Smith.
Yeah.
And Will big
Smith
ads.
And Will Smith.
Big billboards, yeah. And Will Smith. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do you need to know?
I've also seen big billboards with Brad Pitt in some sort of astronaut movie.
Yeah. That's, was that Ad Astra?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We stopped watching John Wick. There was like 20 minutes left and it was getting late and we just looked at each other. I was like, we don't care. But shout out to the guy from Wu Assassins on Netflix, who has a pretty big role in John Wick 3. The bald Asian guy who can't speak Japanese but tries to. Anyway, also I've been watching American Gods season 2, which you guys don't watch, which is fantastic. We're only like two episodes in. That show's fantastic. Wombat, you should get that.
Okay, what's that one on?
That's on Stars. I just bought the season because I don't have Stars, and it was $15. And it's,
I could get access to Stars.
Mm. Ooh, it's the guy.
It's, look,
yeah,
at you.
I'm very, very fancy.
No, I used to have access to Stars too, but my dad was like, he cut me off.
Yeah, that is how I would get access to Stars.
He canceled his fancy.
Your dad.
My dad. No, I've got bad news for you. He canceled his premium package. He doesn't get anything. Maybe HBO. I don't even know.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So sorry. The gravy train is over.
Damn it.
Yep. But the show is amazing. It's the guy from Deadwood, Ian McShane.
Shane, yeah.
Yeah. He's the main character.
I just saw him in Coraline.
Crispin Glover. You love Crispin Glover, I know.
Crispin Glover is not in Coraline.
He's pretty good in this, though. You're going to want to see that. Yeah, American Gods. It's really good. At Darwin Loves Devo writes in and asks if we're getting hyped or interested in James Gunn's Suicide Squad, because he teased the list of actors.
I mean, I would say more interested than hyped. I would need to see something for hype, but I'm definitely interested.
Wait, James Gunn was the Guardians of the Galaxy director. So he got fired, yeah. And he's hired to do Suicide Squad now?
Yes, and he was rehired to do Guardians. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so
it worked funny. Out all right for him.
Right.
Yeah, he pretty much made out pretty much gangbusters on that. He was going to get paid for directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3,
either way,
whether he did it or not. He also got an executive producer credit on Endgame and Infinity War.
Right.
So he's probably having a pretty good year.
Right.
I'm just going to...
So is this has nothing to do with the Suicide Squad that we just watched? Is that true or what?
It does, but it doesn't.
Is Will Smith in it?
Huh?
Is Will Smith in it?
Will Smith is not in it, but so no. Margot Robbie is in it.
Okay.
She's playing Will Smith's character.
And yeah. And Viola Davis is back in it as, what's-her-face, as Amanda Waller. And the same guy who played Rick Flagg is back as Rick Flagg.
Oh,
and,
they got Rick Flagg back.
Right.
And Captain Boomerang is back.
Oh, man. So, well, those are the headliners, so...
Yeah. Well, instead of Captain Boomerang and Will Smith, I guess Idris Elba would be your headliner.
And who's he in the movie?
They haven't said yet. If I was a betting man,
yes,
I would say Bronze Tiger, but you know, uh-huh, crazier things have happened. So
right,
you've watched those animated movies. Have you watched the Suicide Squad ones?
I've watched pretty much all of them.
Yeah, there's that one with, yep, Bronze Tiger.
That's,
yeah,
that's Escape from Arkham, maybe, or something like
no,
that.
No, it's the other one. Arkham, that's Assault from Arkham. I don't know.
I've seen it. Whichever one has. Yeah. I've seen that dude.
Yeah.
I know him somehow. Yeah. I've seen him somewhere.
Yeah. My guess would be Bronze Tiger. So
we've also been watching, I had to put this on here, but we've also been watching Justice League Outsiders on DC Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching that? It's pretty.
No.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Are you caught up on Titans yet?
Yeah. Maybe not the one that came out this week, but we watched the other ones. It's
well, there's
good.
Only two.
Two. Yeah, we watched both of those.
Oh, okay.
I think the then new you're one caught drops up today.
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Who's
today
the,
for listeners?
What's that? Yeah, exactly. Today. All right, let's move on.
You're going to ask me a question. Who is the?
I realized that I knew the answer. The one, the girl with the eye patch.
Rose Wilson?
Yeah. See, I know. They say at the end of the episode, don't. Oh, but you've just spoiled it for everybody. If they haven't,
I don't think that's a spoiler for anybody. Anyone who subscribed to this,
right,
and is watching Titans,
right,
knew who that was the minute
when
she
they
showed
saw
up
the
on
thumbnail.
Screen.
They saw the thumbnail.
And not only that, the title of the episode is Rose. So I didn't spoil it any more than the actual show title did.
I'm just going to call the name of this episode Spoilers for Everything.
Uh-huh.
Don't listen. Do not listen. All right, let's move on to new releases. Some big new releases.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have not gotten to play as much Borderlands 3 as I would have liked because I was in Memphis.
Too busy playing Bus Simulator?
Right. Well, basically, yes. I was in Van for 16 hours out of the last 2 days. But I am enjoying Borderlands 3. I'm probably only an hour and a half, 2 hours into it so far.
Oh, they're going to say I'm probably the only person enjoying Borderlands 3.
No, I know for a fact I'm not, because I know a lot of people are enjoying Borderlands 3.
Well, maybe not. Maybe they're not enjoying it. Maybe they're just drawn to it from the random loot drops.
I'm pretty sure people do like playing Borderlands 3, and other people do not.
That sounds like it makes a lot of sense.
That's fine.
Have you played a lot, Wombat? You don't even have it.
I don't have it. I got denied, remember?
He's boycotting this game.
I'm boycotting. Everyone listening should, too.
If you're
on the fence, don't get it.
Didn't you get denied with bad grammar, too? Like a typo or something?
Oh, I think there may have been. It was. I think the guy probably wrote it on the toilet.
Right. Because he wanted to think about you. He wanted the email to smell as bad as possible.
Probably.
He was putting all of his bad feelings into
that one email. He's like, sorry, shit stain. I mean, Wombat.
He's like, what can I do while I write this email rejecting this guy? Let me take a shit.
Let me listen to what he's had to say about Borderlands 3 for the last 6 months.
I've had nothing but praise.
You've refused to buy it for.
They're not going back to list. Who has time for that?
Oh, they do.
They
2K does.
They do.
Probably.
But why wouldn't they just send the game out like a week after it comes out?
It's fine. They don't have to.
They don't have to do anything.
Right.
They ran out of codes.
Right. But that doesn't cost them anything.
Code machine broke.
Like if you're gonna put that much effort into like trying to manipulate the system by denying, you know, look, Wombat, I agree that we don't deserve review copies of stuff like this. Like, whatever. If you get it, if you give it to us, whatever. If not, but them denying like these big outlets, you know, they're obviously
a big outlet. We're important influencers. How dare you?
Okay.
How dare you?
Everything's relative. So, relatively speaking,
how dare
there are huge outlets?
We talked about this last week. Can we talk about?
I know they got rejected, but I'm just saying, like, if they're really.
I'm more deserving than Kotaku. Like that entire organization, I am more deserving. I don't think that's a question.
I
think all of our listeners would agree with
me. We do agree. I've conceded the point to you already. But what I'm saying is if you're a 2K and you're really trying to work the system, right? Which they are. Like it's obvious. Why not work it even more by throwing out the free codes after release? To all the people who they rejected in the beginning, just to garner some free will, because it doesn't cost them anything.
You mean goodwill?
Goodwill, good free will, free goodwill.
Free goodwill. Yeah, free goodwill.
I mean, I feel like if you're gonna play the system, play the system.
I don't think they care about reviews. They don't.
Well, they do care about them because
they care about that they don't care about them. On Metacritic, Borderlands 3 has 7 critics' reviews.
Right, because
7.
Right, because that's those are the 7 outlets they gave codes to. That not codes. Excuse me.
All these other outlets could be reviewing it right now.
Right. But they're like, you know, it's a long game. Why are they going to bust their ass to review the game? It's not valuable to the outlets anymore if they're going to put up a review a week later. Even if it's a day late, it's almost useless to them because there's so much competition. You can't deny that they're trying to.
Oh, no, they definitely are, but they also don't.
They care. You can't say they don't care about review scores.
No, they don't need review scores.
Well, they think they do. Because otherwise they would just give out they'd give them none out, or they'd give all of them out, or they wouldn't select. Like they're nitpicking over everything.
To an extent, yeah, they definitely are. But
they care.
They care, but it doesn't affect their bottom line at all.
Well, they must disagree because
no, I mean to just like say no, we're out of codes, we don't need to give them out to anybody, like. They don't have to do anything in that scenario and still be fine.
They don't have to do anything, of course. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you want to maximize your cunning, you know, that do my plan.
I think they're, yeah, I don't know. Let's talk about the game.
I mean, to be honest, like, the game isn't doing it for me.
I like it.
I know you like it. But to me, it doesn't really seem, when you look at other big AAA games this year, like, this is just like a slight iteration on Borderlands 2. Like, even graphically, it's like...
It's... No, I mean, it's a... It's improved graphically.
Sure, but not to the extent of other big titles. Like,
doesn't look like Gears.
It doesn't look like Assassin's Creed.
Nothing looks like Gears.
It doesn't look like Assassin's Creed. Like, Assassin's Creed has always been very good looking, but, I mean, like, the last couple games... I mean, how many times can you say wow while playing a game? Like, it gets to be ridiculous. Like, and Borderlands, you're like, wow, I can't even see through the fog.
I haven't got to the fog area yet, but
how are your ceiling stats?
Or yeah, I have to look up to the ceiling to see the gun stats. I mean,
that's patchable, right?
But it's weird. I'm not going to nitpick over that, although it's ridiculous.
It's funny, but that's not a
Shiplock right. likes this game because it obviously takes place in denial.
To me, once I realized it
didn't
like,
really make sense, but okay.
It's okay.
I was tying it to Assassin's Creed, but yeah.
That's a bit of a stretch.
You had to like live in my brain to kind of get the joke.
Right. But... Somebody is laughing out there.
Yeah. You laughed.
Right. Now I'm not somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just not like... I realize why I'm drawn to it, and it's because it's just like basically opening loot boxes.
Are you playing with other players at all?
No, I haven't played with anybody.
Oh.
And I'm only like level 7, maybe.
Oh, so you haven't played much either.
I haven't played much, but...
You've barely played more than an hour or two.
Yeah, I just... It's not doing it for me. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. I think they've done quite a bit to update the game. There's a lot more customization. There's like the guns feel a lot different than they did in the last game.
I feel like there's a good variety, you know, more variety in the guns.
And there definitely
I like the way the guns feel for sure. Like, no question. I think the shooting is good. I like the faster movement.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
You can climb up on top of stuff now.
Yep, mantling.
Yep.
I believe they call it.
Yeah, you can do the slide stuff. The movement is better. The vehicles, you can customize those as well now. Like, you could do it a little bit in the first game, but not much.
It just feels shallow to me. It feels like it feels like such a shallow experience. Once I realize that. I like it because I'm opening loot boxes. You know, I'm shooting dudes and then opening loot boxes. Okay, they're not technically loot boxes.
But they're not loot boxes. Like, there's a difference between loot boxes that you're paying for or...
No, I get it. I forget about the paying part. The paying part has nothing to do with it. It's still, like, randomly generated surprise. And that...
Well, yeah, that's...
I know. I understand. Game. Like, it's a loot
game. That's like every game.
It's a loot game. Well, dude, even Control has that in there, right?
I don't know.
They have loot boxes in the game. Like, boxes what you open up, and it seems like random mods for your guns pop out or something.
Yeah, sure. But sure, it's a mechanic. It's a random chest that you open.
It's a random mechanic. So, like, regardless of whether the game's offering them for sale or not, like, and I, you know, it just, it does something to people and it gets them engaged in the game, like, psychologically.
That's fine.
And I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, like,
Skyrim.
Right.
Diablo.
Say, yeah.
And,
but yeah. Any game mechanic that, like,
that's, I get it.
That's essentially a genre of game.
I get it. And, but I just, what I'm saying is, like, the actual gameplay loop outside of that in Borderlands 3
is not as much fun as actually getting a loot box.
Exactly. I'm saying it's just very, that it's shallow. It's not, you can't compare it to Skyrim. You cannot compare it to Assassin's Creed.
The game that centers around Skyrim is a better game than Borderlands 3.
It's just, you know, it's like, here's a level. You're going to clear these enemies out. You're going to get a loot box at the end. And
yeah. That's the loop. That's the gameplay loop.
I know. It just
either,
it doesn't.
You're either on,
but it doesn't look that to me. Like it's visually, it's not that impressive. It's just all the best part of it to me is the loot part at the end. Like Diablo, like the Diablo games, like were really well. The later ones maybe had some problems with the marketplace, but like the experience was really polished. And yeah, you're getting random loot in the same way, but then again, also you're just clicking on shit. It's pretty shallow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so we're all being that's all this has ever basically. Been is been Diablo with guns. I mean,
yeah, yeah. I don't know. It just it felt this time after like just reading stuff and playing a lot of games with loot in it. I don't. This one just seems more shallow to me than other
I
ones.
Appreciate that shallowness. I think
sure.
It's something that's very comforting to play, and the co-op playing with Mrs. Shipwreck is definitely the big hook. I would say if you're not going to play it co-op, I could see that it's not as much fun just solo.
Not doing split screen, right? You're on separate.
We tried split screen because we play a lot of Borderlands 2 split screen.
Oh, okay.
So we tried split screen on this one, but it doesn't allow for vertical split screen. In the past games, you could choose whether you wanted horizontal or vertical. This one only does horizontal. And that is not how we would prefer it. And then coupled with the UI issues of small fonts, and maybe I'm misremembering, or maybe this is truly happening. The issue of the loot, similar to like you're saying, you have to look at the ceiling.
Yeah.
I think her like loot descriptions were popping up into my half of the screen. It was not enjoyable.
Was not ready.
So I installed it on two Xboxes and we have that set up. So that's fine. I was prepared.
Yeah. I would like to play it with some people online.
You should play it with us.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
We'll play. You're the, you took Beastmaster, I'm assuming.
Yep. That's me.
Me too.
Yeah. I heard that was the way to go.
He's the most unique character, I would say. Mm-hmm. The other ones are kind of like mixtures of previous Borderlands characters.
Yeah, I saw some video of him, like some guy built him out to be so powerful that he would just go into a room, do his like ultimate where mm-hmm. he turns invisible and shoots like the beam, but it was like a million things came out and everything ricocheted. It's just like everything just dropped dead. Any room he walked into, he pulled the trigger once, everything dead. It's pretty funny. What else is out this week? That was the big one.
That was the big one. I've been playing some Star Wars pinball for Switch.
Oh, okay. I'm like, Star Wars came out? Oh, yeah. I've played that on the Xbox. Those are good tables.
Mm-hmm. They are. It plays very well on Switch, too. And, I mean, it's a ton of tables.
Okay.
And I think it's $30. The nice thing about that is it's not just like, it just doesn't like throw, I don't know, some like 20 tables at you and not give you anything to like do, but then besides play 20 pinball tables, like it has all that progression in there and like challenges and everything. So it's a solid pickup.
Are you playing in the vertical mode?
I've played both ways. I have that, what is that thing called? The thing that adapts so you can play vertically.
The Joy. Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know what that is.
No, no. I'm forgetting. I'm blanking on the name. It's an artisanal product.
Yeah, I remember. It was a Kickstarter.
Perhaps? Yeah, it was a Kickstarter.
Is it called Vertical Boy? That's a good name. Somebody should use that.
Good name. Good name.
I'm looking up the name of it right now. Flip Grip. That was the name of it. So
that's
I've used
pretty good too.
Yeah, I've used the Flip Grip with it. I've
sounds played. Like that would be pretty good. Is it pretty good with that?
Yeah. It is good.
Oh.
No, it's this is a solid pickup. They sent me a copy of it, but
yeah.
Sweet. Even yeah. solider pickup.
Yeah, even solider pickup. But mm-hmm. no, they obviously we've talked about those games a lot. They're great. And Switch has its first Star Wars game.
Nice. Try to beat Thorbond's high scores.
I will not do that because he plays really well at that game and plays a lot of it.
He's the master.
Dash has been playing a lot of Hulk pinball in the basement.
Nice.
He is actually like getting pretty good at pinball. Like I will just come down to the basement and he'll just like point at it and ask me to turn it on. Yeah, I turn it on and like he gets in there, he hits the start button, he launches the ball, and he's able to keep it going for quite a while.
Let me know when he's catching the balls on the floor.
He did that some tonight.
Damn.
Like, yeah. It was
multi-ball?
There is no multi-ball on Hulk, but no, it's encouraging because it's not like, I mean, he's two. So yeah, it's like
amazing, I know.
Like you would expect him to just be in there just like hitting the flippers like crazy, which is how he started. But now like he's patiently waiting for the ball to like come down to the flippers and he's like not just hitting both flippers at the same time. Like he's actually hitting the one that the ball is at.
Hmm. You should show him Tommy.
I was just about to make a Tommy joke.
See? We're good.
Yeah.
And old.
Yeah. He gets very excited.
He plays a mean pinball, yeah. huh?
He gets very excited when it goes somewhere and he's like every time it hits like a bumper, he's got to tell me how it's going boom.
So, yeah.
It's good. Definite.
That's the idea.
He's cutting down on the drooling too.
Nice. That's key, especially when you're playing pinball.
Right.
You don't want drool all over that thing.
Right.
Sweet.
He did, he fall down off the chair and under the pinball table. But
what is this game called, Ellen?
Ellen?
Is it have something to do with the talk show, Ellen? Because if not, that game has the worst SEO of any game I've ever seen.
Well, type in Ellen 799. Maybe you'll find it.
I don't know.
Ellen PS4 brings it up first.
I found it.
First thing.
Okay.
Help a young investigator, James, uncover the dark truth behind the murder of the Smiths and their missing daughter, Ellen, in this thrilling 2D pixel horror game. Oh, it looks pretty interesting, actually.
See? Look at that. I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah.
I like the art style. It looks cool.
You have a PSVR, though. Are you getting Groundhog Day?
I heard that that's supposed to be pretty good.
Wait, what? There's something called Groundhog
There's
Day?
There's a sequel to Groundhog Day.
That's a video
it's
game.
It's a video game.
VR.
It's a VR
Wait,
game for PS.
What?
Yeah.
And you play as the son of Bill Murray, and you're stuck in Puxatawney now, and you're reliving the same day over and over and over again, and you got to figure out how to get it to stop.
And it's an anime.
I guess.
Most 2019's most surprising VR game, according to Upload VR.
I heard it was decent. I saw some clips of it on the Twitters.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. They gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
Oh, maybe you need to check it out. Hook up that PSVR.
It's like half hooked up right now.
Half hooked up.
I think. I'm not 100% sure. Some part of it's still hooked up. All right, what else we got?
Oh, boy. Lego Jurassic World came out for Switch.
It's been out for a while, though, on other consoles. Yeah, it's not really new. NHL 20?
Yeah, Chibi likes those.
Anything? Have you tried your 10 hours?
I've only played it for a little bit. I haven't. Okay. That's all the same shit. Didn't seem any better.
I get it. They finally added Anthem to EA Access as the full version.
Right.
I played a little bit of that. It's not good. Did you know that?
I've heard there's a reason, I guess, why bought it.
Did you hear that Anthem?
Probably wasn't because it was amazing.
No, it's not. It's really
not amazing, is what you're saying?
It is. It is just. It's mind-boggling in its it's boringness.
Yeah, well, we all know the whole saga.
Yeah, but ooh.
Oh well. At least it's included in that subscription thing now. So
yeah. Oh my! The game has fully customizable sets of armor. Right? You could change the arms, the legs, the chest, the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't pick up armor, but through gameplay, you can only buy it.
Sweet. It's a pretty sweet solution.
It is the anti-loot box game.
What is this game?
Anthem.
Anthem. Okay.
Ever hear of it?
I did hear of it. I just did not catch.
Oh, it's so bad.
You guys were starting the conversation about it.
Mm-hmm. Remember the chart that they put up with like the five different ways you could buy the game and play it early? When they released it, the release date changed depending on which version of the game you bought. Damn. All right. Anything else this week?
Nope.
All right, then. Let's talk about Harry's. Wombat, did you know that humans have been shaving for over 500 years?
Yes.
5,000 years?
Yes.
Wombat, did you know that humans have been shaving for over 5,000
years? 5,000
years? 5,000 years. Do you know what like the first razor blades were?
You know, they were probably using something like a flint tool or even a shark's tooth.
That sounds like a dumb guess. Oh, no. Yeah. Flint tools and shark teeth. Yes, of course. And you know what the ancient Greeks knew that we apparently don't know? That you don't need gimmicky razor blades. You don't even need a razor blade. Just use like a rock or something. But you know what?
I don't want to use a rock.
I want someone
that focuses on the qualities that actually matter for a close, comfortable shave.
Yes. You know, I know we've been using Harry stuff for a long time.
Yes.
My bathroom counter literally looks like the display at a Target. I have everything.
Harry's products today.
Yes, I use them every day. Multiple products. I love the soap, the face soap. Scrub out my dirty neck. My neck gets a lot of grit in it. And they have like that strong soap that has, it's got the soapy grit that rubs out my dirt grit. It's just what my neck needs. And Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. And the best part is if you don't love Harry's, just let them know and they'll give you a full refund. So join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/CAG. And listeners of our show can redeem their Harry's trial set and get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go. Go to harrys.com/CAG to start shaving better today. Thanks, Harry's. Now it's time for everybody's favorite part of the show, news multi-platforming and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Actually, a little bit of Rainbow Six talk.
Yeah,
the two new operators came out this week.
How sexy are they?
They're pretty sexy. One is a lady character,
sexy
with a grappling hook that she can basically like shoot out and get up to the top of buildings. You know, Batman style.
A grappling hook, you mean?
Yeah, but like a grappling hook that shoots out of a gun.
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible style.
She's in the game. Cute. They licensed Kim Possible?
That would be pretty cool. And then there's a dude who has those metal walls that he can set up, like little barricade walls.
Uh-huh.
But they have an explosive behind it, so if someone gets too close, you just shoot that and it explodes.
Bomb walls.
Bomb walls. So little booby traps.
Nice.
That's actually pretty cool in action. I kind of like those. Grappling Hook Lady is all right. So there you go.
So you're still playing?
Yeah, I'm still playing. I played yesterday.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I sort of stopped playing Apex for a little bit, taking a little Apex break.
I took a Rainbow Six break for like a week and a half when all the, you know, like Gears and stuff came out. And I was like, but yesterday was a lousy day. So Rainbow Six it was.
Yeah. Should we talk about the EA 2020 leak? Pretty major.
E3 2020, you mean?
What did I say? EA?
You said EA.
E3
2020? There is no EA at E3.
Right. That's the leak. They leaked right out of the show. GameDaily.biz got their hands on the entire slideshow presentation that's basically outlining what E3 2020 is going to look like.
Proposal.
But at the end of the proposal, at the end of the slideshow, it talks about sort of what the members have decided already.
Yeah, and they decided to some of it.
Right? Q-tertainment? What is it?
Q-tainment.
That doesn't even sound good together, Q-tainment. Couldn't you come up with a better fake word? Where's Kojima? What's he doing? You could come up with some.
Q-tainment. Everybody loves to be marketed to while they're standing in line.
Well, they sort of do that now. Like when the show starts, they throw like those, you know, yogurt bars or something into the crowd.
No, but this is different, right? This is us standing in line to play a game for 2 hours and them somehow entertaining us in that time.
Yeah, but how are they going to do that?
Like they'll probably walk up to you with like a Switch, be like, "Hey, have you tried the new Harvest Moon? While you wait online, why don't you play a little Harvest Moon?"
And they just stand there with a Switch attached to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have, but that can't. They need a lot of those people.
Maybe they will.
I'm thinking it's more of like they're gonna have a lot of mimes performing, things like of that nature, like jugglers, circus acts. No? Like, maybe, like, inflatable Coke cans? What was that energy drink that was there? Balls?
Was it balls this time? Is that it?
No, ball. B-A-W-L or something. Balls, yeah. Yeah. Like that.
They could hand you a can of balls.
Right.
And you could play a game whilst eating a granola bar.
Isn't it going to make the show look...
Time will fly.
It's going to be weird. If it really does that. And the floor layout is pretty...
And everyone's going to be dressed like Duffman from The Simpsons.
So like the show floor, instead of being like a bunch of booths, it would be... How many things are this? Like 8?
But it's booths.
8 experiences?
It's booths within those, right? Like if you...
No.
Look, but it,
that's
what
just
are all
the
those...
old layout, I think, underneath that.
Oh,
to
those
give
are
you
just...
a sense of scale.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
I don't know what the difference is between an experience and a booth. Because if I asked a marketing person, they would say their booth is an experience.
Booth, in a booth, you walk in and they explain to you what everything's about. At an experience, you walk in and they explain to you what everything's about, but you get a hand job.
No. I think the difference is booths are square and rectangular and experiences are spherical.
So I'm an experience and you're a booth?
Correct.
I just don't, there's so much stuff on here that just like, it's just a bunch of word salad that doesn't really mean anything. Like I'm reading this one bullet point right here now that says, exhibitors will be encouraged to reimagine their pavilions, including layout and content. For example, exhibitors can bring fan favorite video games to celebrate community and brand history. What?
Well, duh. that's their whole business is doing that.
Great idea.
They
Let's
literally.
Go with
that. That's what remastered
games are.
Is going to
be video games now at E3? This is a game changer.
Their big idea was to remaster games. Hey, maybe remaster games and then bring them to the show and sell them, which you're doing already. But they're going to have the Lakers. They want the Lakers to come and play basketball
for free.
Sounds great. What is that? I don't know. I mean, what they're doing now isn't great.
No, I agree with that.
For the people who are paying and waiting online for 4 hours to see games. They have to change that because that's a shitty experience for those people. I don't know. I mean, so pretty much anything would seem to be better than that. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of doubt here because it can't be worse, right?
It can't. I just don't know what... I read these things... And I don't see that anything that's that much different than what's currently there. Just because you made the booth circular instead of rectangles.
It sounds like, you know, like they're spending instead of like a traditional booth, you're going to make more of a spectacle type booth like the old days. Like, remember like games like Scarface? I mean, they still do it to an extent.
They still do it.
It's, I don't know.
Oh, okay. This explains it. Under new programming, one of the bullet points is never before seen experiences.
Oh, like every time they show a new game? Like, why? That's like so, that doesn't help anybody.
I encourage everybody to look through these slides if they haven't already. And
how come the weirdest part is they say, and you mentioned this before, you said it's not, okay, are the key audiences, at the end of the slides, it has member decision points, and then there's basically questions with answers from the actual ESA members. So do members, are the key audiences right? And it says, members feel that the audience targets are correct and E3 is not a consumer event. And then you scroll down like four bullet points. Should we increase the consumer limit from 15,000 to 25,000? Yes, members support increasing the number to 25,000. So if it's not a consumer event, then why are you increasing the amount of consumers? That doesn't make any sense.
Because they like money.
But it makes no sense. It's literally two bullet points.
I never said it made sense. I'm just saying they like money.
This is a great one too. Do we bring in celebrities to elevate E3's exhibitors? Members support inviting celebrities through an organized program, but are opposed to paying for celebrities to attend E3. Yeah, good luck. Isn't that what they do now?
I don't know. We were there and Steven Spielberg walked in.
Of course. I mean,
he was making games then though. He was boomboxing it up.
Sure.
Was that the same year as Boombox?
It was in the same time frame. I don't know if it was the same year that Boombox was hitting.
Boombox was before that. Yeah.
Or after.
No, he was working on it.
Right.
No, Boombox was before Titanfall.
Oh.
Before Titanfall.
Is that what that was? Was that Titanfall that we were?
Yeah, he cut us in line to go play Titanfall, and then we didn't get to play it. We were literally the next people online. They're like, sorry, we're going to have to shut this down.
No.
Steven Spielberg wants to play Titanfall.
We played Titanfall.
Nah, I think we did later, but not that time. Like, we had to go back.
It's all right. We got in.
I don't know. I've never forgiven him, and I haven't watched one of his movies since. That's not true.
I like this one bullet point from the celebrity slide as well, where the bullet point is simply, leverage celebrities' commitment to foundations in their causes.
So to me, that means find celebrities who have, work with charities closely and tell them, hey, we'll give free publicity to your charity if you show up at this event.
Right. That's what
it is. So that's like not a great, who's going to say yes to that? That's kind of shitty.
At least make a donation to the charity.
Right. Sounds like they're not.
This is all heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
It's just they can't move fast enough on it.
Right.
And because they have to convince all of these companies to change direction. In that direction not being leaving E3.
Right. The direction is inside E3.
Right.
How's that going? But it doesn't make it like the floor plan shows like eight things on the show floor. So
how many were in that hall this year, right?
Eight?
And
more than eight. Like, come on. And I know there's another hall, but all right, so you can have eight in there.
So West Hall this year, that's that hall that they're in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That had Nintendo.
Yep.
That had Sega, which was Sega and Atlas together now. That had the Unreal Garden.
That had nothing to do with Unreal Engine or anything like that.
Nope. That had the College Game Competition / Gaming Lifestyle Pavilion.
Right.
That had the E3 Esports Zone. Oculus was in there. Indiecade was... Wait. Yeah, Indiecade was in there. Then you have a couple other, like Big Ben and Xseed. And that's...
That was it.
That's that hall. Like, that's not much more than 8 things.
But didn't they have like a lot of small things in there?
Not
too?
Really. Not too much.
Like stores and things?
Not in that one, really.
Not in that hall?
Not really. Mm-hmm. No. Everything's in the other hall. I mean, this is the hall where Microsoft and Sony abandoned.
Right. That was a lot of real estate. That's a lot of space to sell. Ping pong needs to move in. Table tennis is going to save E3. Laser pong. Shipwreck, can you design me the ping pong table of the 21st century?
Sure.
That has lasers.
I can do lasers, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we can.
I want lasers.
We can do that. We can be what experience number you want to be? Like
9. Experience, yeah. I want to be the one in the middle.
Experience 1?
Yeah. Cuz that sounds like everybody has to go around. That's like the hub. Mm-hmm. That's where Jeff Keighley is going to be. Right? And he's going to be interviewing people. That's the Q-tainment. Everybody milling about, waiting online with Jeff Keighley in the middle talking to Kojima.
It's.
Are you not?
Yeah.
Q-tained?
Are you not Q-tained? Can you Q-tain your excitement? that's the weird thing about trying to plan these things, right? You're trying to make the experience of waiting 3 to 5 hours to play a video game more palatable to people.
Worth it.
And right.
That's going to be tough. You're going to need, some money or something. What if they just drop cash on the crowd? Or loot boxes. Give out loot boxes to everybody online.
Ooh, I like loot boxes.
See, Wombat woke up. He's been sleeping for the last 10 minutes, but he heard loot boxes.
Oh my goodness, this has been the most boring conversation I've ever heard on this show. But go ahead. Keep talking about it.
Well, do you think this changes the needle at all, Wombat, for E3?
No.
Well, they're going to add 10,000 more tickets available for sale.
Yeah, E3's a mess. And it's an unnecessary conference that serves no purpose anymore. But there's a company that runs it that's still trying to stay in business. And there's still an allure to it, to the populace. So they're going to manipulate that populace to keep them afloat until it eventually collapses. I give it 5 years.
They're going to need a lot of experiences.
They don't need, as I said, because they don't need it anymore. All the majors can do a press conference and stream it. Xbox literally has their own service. They could do a Mixer presentation and call it a day. They don't have to spend however much they would need to spend to have, it's going to get covered. Anything they want to get covered is going to get covered.
The power of social good. That's a good slide. You guys should check that out on your own time.
It's multiple slides.
Yeah. Imagine an NBA champion, global superstar participating in an EA Coliseum conversation and or global movie star being part of the E3 digital ticket because it included social good components. Yeah, imagine that. Also imagine getting struck by lightning because that could happen too. All right. Should be interesting. I think, it's better than nothing. It's better than doing the same
thing. I wish the best for it, yeah.
Me too. I think it takes...
I look forward to E3 dying in a big pile like a tire.
No, why would you say that? It's so fun.
Nah, it isn't.
Should be cheaper, though, to stay there.
E3's fun.
It's fun.
It's no Long Island RetroCon.
Well, it's a lot farther. That's for sure. Yep. It cost me a lot more money to go to that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of LA Retro. I'm a big fan of events 20 minutes away.
You don't even have to pay my way to E3. I haven't gone in years.
Great. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you money. That.
I save you money.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Goo for you.
Yep.
Where are we here? Oh, we're still in your multi-platforming and...
Yes, we haven't gotten very far.
That was big news.
It was big news. And we made our own fake... By the way, we made our own fake funny slides on Twitter. So good luck.
You should check those. They're funny.
They're funny.
But we've passed an hour. I don't even have to be energetic anymore.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah. So I just wanted, because people have been asking me, I did play some more Greedfall.
Oh, yeah.
I probably played like 3 hours or so. I'm in the second city now.
Oh, yeah. How is it? I'm curious.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not great.
Right.
It's not going to set the world on fire. It's adequate. I kind of, the game isn't quite fully open world. Like, I guess it does open up more. Like, I think I'm literally just hitting the part where it starts to open up more.
Right.
But there's a lot of back and forth in the game. Like, you go and you talk to someone who's like, oh, I need the thing on the other side of town. And then you go on the other side of town. And it's like, oh, yeah, you just need to deliver this to the other side of town. And then it's a lot of walking from one side of town to the other to do a side quest. And I'm like, eh, you could have streamlined this a little bit better. And the menus can be a little bit confusing. And you have multiple party members, but you still can only use your person. You can't, like, use the other person. So it's a little... That's a little wonky in itself too. It's not quite like a Dragon Age where you could switch to different characters, but overall I do like it.
What would you say the best part of the game is?
I want to say the combat's decent,
but it's not that great.
It's not that great, and the dress up is there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like it's.
It's
averager, so
it is what it is. It's a middle of the road action RPG.
It's probably what you expect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a pretty big news item. A French court rules that Steam needs to let its users resell their games.
How is that going to work?
I don't know. Well, they're going to appeal, I'm sure, and that's going to probably take a long time to go through, but. Yeah, that should be interesting, but that's in France. I don't think it's going to have any other implications outside of there, because their country has their own rules, Wombat, as you know.
So you just got to travel to France to sell your games.
Good call. Just change your location and your Steam.
Change your IP address to a French IP address, yeah. And sell all the Steam games you don't want anymore.
Get all the
get all those Euros. Francs.
I think it's Euros.
Is it? Yeah, I think so too. Don't ruin my fun.
Get them Euros.
They pay in frogs and baguettes.
Probably not. Let's move on. Let's move on to a Nintendo. At Cloth Beancurd writes in and asks, is Wombat going to try Breath of the Wild 2? And does he think it will click this time around?
What, is that game even coming out anytime in the near future?
Oh, this isn't the one that just came. That's Link's Awakening that came out today. Yeah,
that comes out tomorrow.
Oh, I just looked at that and I felt Zelda and I just threw it on there. I don't even know where I got this from. Is that not that's the one that you didn't like and you stopped playing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Breath of the Wild, I'm not a fan of.
And you said it was garbage from the garbage can.
Yeah, it is. It's a garbage game, and people that like it are fooling themselves and stupid. So
this is a remaster of that that's coming?
No, it's a sequel.
No.
Oh, it's
this
a sequel.
It's a sequel to that. The game that's coming out tomorrow, Link's Awakening. Is a reimagining of a classic, very good game.
And that's on the Switch.
And I would like to play that at some point.
I agree. Except for the Breath of the Wild comments you had.
Well, I don't even agree with my Breath of the Wild comments, so that makes two of us.
Stand by them.
Yes.
Garbage from a garbage can. No, it just isn't for that game. Just isn't for me. I just don't like it. Yeah.
Can we talk about Apple Arcade?
Yes, let's talk about Apple Arcade.
Have you guys checked this out? Like, I just checked it out, like, right before we started recording.
I'm looking at the list, but I haven't.
It is impressive.
Really?
Yes. I mean, that is a big list of games from well-known developers. And none of them have, like, in-app purchases. They're...
Right. That's a good feature for sure.
That, I mean, if they can keep anything close to this amount of quality, like not even quantity, because whatever, you're not going to get this many games, I wouldn't think, every month or whatever. But for $5 a month for this seems really good.
How does this make money? How much is it? It's $5 a month?
$5 a month. I mean, if you get enough volume,
like 50 games
volume, I mean, if you get enough subscribers between all of these games and whatever their agreements are, I would guess you could make
a lot of money.
A lot.
Right. Cool. I mean, I don't play games on my phone.
So how does this work exactly? So what do you do? Is it an app in itself?
It's on the app. It's a tab on the new app store on iOS 13. And you click it there, and then it just has all like Game Pass. It shows you all the games that are included with Apple Arcade. And so then you go and you download what you want and you play them. And you can play them you can share them with up to 6 people on your family plan. So that's good.
So do they, so I could share it with up to 6 people on my plan, and they could use their own logins within the same thing, or does everyone have to have an individual, or does everyone have to be logged into my
I think it's the same account? Same rules as however you do the family stuff now on.
Okay, I have no idea how we do the family stuff now.
Yeah, so I think it would be the same rules as those, but I cannot confirm that because I have not tried it because it just came out.
I would be interested maybe if my kids were interested. But we'll see.
Yeah, and they work on Apple TV. So, like,
oh, nice.
Some of this stuff, like, it's like that Frogger in Toy Town game, that looks good to me.
Enjoy it.
It's was done by Q Games.
Sounds good to me.
You'll let us know how it is.
I will.
Enjoy it.
There's a lot, like, just scrolling through them. Like,
a Lego game on there that's new.
Yep.
Lego Brawls. There's a. There, like you said, it's a Frogger game. There's the new Zen game that actually looks really good. That cruise ship mystery game.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to check that out. So there are things I want to check out.
What the golf $5, is on there?
Yeah, am I gonna have to spend $5 a month?
You're at least gonna do the first month trial.
Probably.
There's a free trial for the first month.
I understand. That's you said that now twice. So
I'm just making sure that you're gonna get on there.
So we'll check it out.
I mean, this, I really think that they could be onto something here because I don't go to the App Store to look for games anymore.
No, I do not. Either.
Because not because I'm not like wouldn't be interested in what's out there. It's just impossible to go and look and you click on something like, okay, well, this says it has in-app purchases, but I'm not really sure. Like, is that like stuff that I don't need to play this game.
And they're all available to play offline too, right?
Yeah.
See, that's not bad too.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure some of them are on like games that are online games that probably don't work so great. But yeah.
No, I mean, it's a great curator. It's a paywall curation basically.
Yeah. Which
works. It works. Why not?
Yeah. I think they priced it right too. They didn't like go absurd with the price here.
No, it seems reasonable. I mean, it's pretty much the same argument that Wombat makes for Game Pass. It's like you can pay that money and that's it. That's your game budget for the month. And
4 new games came out on Game Pass today. I was going to download them tonight, but I didn't have a chance.
There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on Game Pass.
Plus, I think now with iOS 13, which I know Android users have been able to do this for a while, but I think you can finally use Xbox and PS4 controllers with your iOS devices.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I agree that it's worth. It sounds like it's a good deal.
Well, anything that you enjoy is worth it.
No, I'm saying it's a good deal. It's a good deal. $5 a month is a good deal for a quality phone games. If you play games on your, if you want to play games on your phone, you might as well pay a reasonable amount to get good quality stuff that doesn't have all the in-app shit.
Yes. Especially if I'm going to be on a train.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
Seems good. I'm agreeing. Is that it? Oh, does iOS 13 have the new CarPlay updates?
Yes.
You know about that? It does?
Yes.
We know this?
Yes. I literally saw comments about it all day.
Excellent.
What are those? Yes. What are those?
You know, Apple Play. It makes Apple Play better.
It does like a split screen, so you can have like the map up on one side and the music on the other side.
Ooh.
You know?
I'll have to check it out, though. I'll make sure my wife does it for her. Her car is the one that has it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yours has Apple Pay. She has CarPlay.
Yeah, she has CarPlay. Mine has Apple Pay. I wish my car had that. It's too old.
Right. It has an Apple in the ashtray. It has Apple in the ashtray.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. Now, this is a very important question from @KabangChu. He says, would you rather be able to become instantly refreshed after taking a 30-minute nap once a day at any time, but everything you do makes you tired twice as fast, or eat and drink whatever you want without any negative side effects, but you can only have foods and drinks you hate, while everything else you eat and drink makes you gain weight twice as fast?
But that doesn't make sense, the second part. So I can eat as much as I want, but only things I don't like?
Right.
Yeah, that's dumb.
What if you like everything?
I'll take the sleep thing.
Like, at some point, like, I feel like I eat... I like most foods, but, you know, some things I'm not going to want to eat, like a fish eye or gefilte fish or, I don't know, like monkey brains. So that's, I don't want to, have, that's, I feel like that's
and that
too
sounds
exotic.
Hard to find. Yeah.
It's unexpected. So, like, I'm going to have to eat, like, I feel like I'm going to die of starvation because I'm going to have to
find. Where am I
going to
find stuff? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
Your question's dumb and you're a bad person for asking it.
Right. Good try, though. Good try. Good effort. All right. I think that's it. Does he have anything else to add? Why do you have anything else to add that you want to get off your chest before you go to sleep?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You want to talk some more shit about my Osmo Pocket?
I'm all right. I mean, okay. You know, it's not what I would ask for my birthday, but whatevs.
What would you ask for?
I don't know. I don't get anything, so I've sort of died. But that part of me is dead.
Maybe because you didn't ask for anything.
No, it's because no one likes me.
That's probably not it. That's what it is. I feel like you got to ask for stuff.
You know what would have been a cool birthday gift?
No.
Like a discounted box full of shit that says Fallout on it. That's really what I wanted for my birthday.
That's what I got you.
And I would have liked to have bought you lunch.
See? You got everything you needed.
Wow, I got everything I wanted.
And more. See, it was a good birthday after all. It was a good birthday after all. It was a good birthday after all. See? Happy birthday, Wombat. 6 months later. 5 months later.
Something like that.
All right, well, let's remind everybody to join the 10 million who have tried Harry's and claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/CAG. Let's remind you to follow us on Twitter @GBD, @NewWombat, @Shipwreck, @VideoGameDeals. And what else? That's it, I think.
Bread's done.